Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. All right, explorers, let's dive into some of the coolest machines out there. The emergency vehicles. You know the ones I'm talking about. The fire trucks, ambulances, and police cars rushing by with their lights flashing and sirens wailing. But have you ever wondered what makes them so special? Why they look and sound so different from your average car or truck? Let's start with those amazing sounds and lights. The loud sirens and bright flashing lights help emergency vehicles cut through traffic. And no, they're not just loud and flashy for fun. The lights are designed to grab attention, even in the middle of the night or during a storm. And the sirens? Well, they're kind of like a big, "Excuse me," coming through for cars to clear the way. Now, fire trucks, they're like a powerhouse on wheels. They've got these giant water pumps to fight fires and tall ladders that can stretch high into the sky. Imagine that, helping firefighters rescue someone from a building's top floor or reaching a rooftop to put out flames. Oh, and those big compartments? They're full of hoses, axes, and all kinds of equipment to handle emergencies. It's like a superhero utility belt, but way bigger. And ambulances? Wow, they're like rolling hospitals. Inside, you'll find things like oxygen tanks, heart monitors, and other life-saving tools. Paramedics use all that gear to help people right on the spot, sometimes before they even get to the hospital. Think about it. They're not just rushing to the scene. They're ready to jump into action wherever they go. Oh, and here's a cool little story. There was this awesome event in Inventance Park where kids got to learn all about these vehicles. They even built their own little models of fire trucks and ambulances. One kid named Ella, she figured out how to make her model fire truck's ladder move up and down using popsicle sticks and rubber bands. Can you believe that? So clever. And you know, these vehicles aren't just machines. They're designed to help real-life heroes do their jobs better, faster, and safer. Okay, explorers, now that we know how amazing these machines are, let's talk about the real heroes behind the wheel. Our first responders. Firefighters, paramedics, and police officers. They're the people who run straight into danger to help others. It's like, wow, can you imagine being that brave? Take firefighters, for example. Their training is no joke. They learn everything from how to handle super hot flames to rescuing people stuck in buildings. And oh my gosh, I heard this story about a firefighter who saved not just one but two dogs from a house fire. Like, can you picture how heartwarming that moment must have been? The dogs were so happy, wagging their tails like crazy. It's just incredible. And then we have paramedics, who are pretty much medical superheroes. They know how to treat all kinds of injuries and illnesses right on the spot. Imagine being in an ambulance racing through traffic, and the paramedic next to you is checking vitals, giving oxygen, or even performing CPR. It's like a hospital on wheels, like I said earlier, but with the action turned up to the max. But here's the cool part. First responders don't just work by themselves. Teamwork is huge in emergencies. Like the police, they're the ones making sure roads are clear so fire trucks and ambulances can get where they need to go, fast. And they also help keep everyone safe during chaotic situations. It's like this giant puzzle where everyone has a part to play, and when it all comes together, lives are saved. Honestly, it's kind of mind-blowing to think about how much training they go through, whether it's learning to drive those big trucks, carrying someone out of a dangerous spot, or even just staying calm under pressure. And they do this every single day, often without a second thought. Heroes, right? And you know what really stands out? The way they handle everything with such quick thinking and care. It's almost like they have a sixth sense for what to do next. All right, explorers, we've talked about the incredible machines and the brave heroes who drive them. But now, let's get into something super exciting. What happens when these quick responses save the day? Imagine this. There's a huge fire in a neighborhood, and everything looks scary and smoky. But then, boom, firefighters arrive with their big red truck, spraying water and stopping the flames from spreading. Thanks to their fast action, everyone makes it out safely. Isn't that amazing? Or think about this. Someone gets hurt playing soccer at the park, and an ambulance rushes in. The paramedics jump out, and within minutes, they're helping the person, making sure they're okay. The speed and care they give can make a huge difference, like literally saving a life. It's kind of like a superhero movie playing out in real life. Now, let's talk about their biggest challenge: getting where they need to go fast. You've probably seen those moments when traffic is super crazy, right? Well, first responders have to think on their feet, finding shortcuts, weaving through cars, and using their sirens and lights to clear a safe path. It's practically an art form, and their quick thinking and training make sure they arrive just in time. But you know what's super important for all of us to remember? How to stay safe in emergencies. First, if there's ever an emergency, you can call 911, only for serious situations though. And when they answer, stay as calm as you can and explain what's happening, like where you are. Oh, and if you're in a building with alarms blaring, go outside and find a safe spot. Don't try to hide or go back for your toys. Safety first, always. Emergency responders are like a well-oiled machine, working together with a perfect combo of speed, smarts, and care. And honestly, that's why their work is so inspiring. Every second counts when they jump into action, and it's pretty cool to know we can all help by staying safe and alert when things happen. All right, my fellow adventurers, that's a wrap for today's episode of Curious Sparks. We've explored the awesome vehicles, the courageous heroes, and how emergency responses can change lives. Pretty cool stuff, right? So, remember to keep an eye out for those flashing lights and always appreciate the hard work these heroes do every day. And on that note, we'll catch you next time for another curious adventure. See ya!